Hey, let's get into some of the other 2000 effects right now. Starting off with rhythmic delay. This is a cool feature. First, we'll use the RFX 2000 tap tempo button to match BPM to the drum machine. All settings available on the character knob in rhythmic delay represent delay times which are rhythmically related to that tempo. So here are steady 16ths, for example, for like the pulsing effect. 30-second notes for that techno jitter. And dotted eighths to give you new syncopations. There's also triplets and quarter notes, etc. Every move on the character dial gives you cool new rhythms. And the RFX 2000 filter banks, these are amazing. Low, high, and bandpass, isolator, even comb filtering. So let's add a low synth wave to this rhythm. And then use the low pass filter to shape a bass part. The 2000's rotary effect simulates a Leslie speaker with various speed modes and auto-sync. Let's try it out on this organ. We'll bring it in slow. And then we'll oscillate between speeds along with the song. Another great effect is the cabinet simulation. We'll try a combo amp setting on this guitar part. First it's dry, then we'll mix in the combo amp, make it even more edge-like. Now let's select a stack sound for these full chords. Again, first it's dry, and now let's buff it up with the stack cabinet simulation. Hey, this tune is sounding a little too familiar. Maybe we should mess it up a bit. Alright, well let's go back to the drums and turn on a little RFX ring modulation. Select a character and then sweep it. Yeah. Then mix it back a little. Nah. Let's try the lo-fi effects. There we go. All right. And distort it a lot. Hey, how about taking out some mids with the isolator EQ? Okay, first we'll kick it in. And then dial them out. We'll try a few different crossover points. Alright, that's cool. You get the idea. The RFX 2000 is all about turning knobs and finding cool sounds. It's just as quick as that.